Hi, this is the Steve Barish and Steve Barish Healing Hour. Hope that everybody is doing well this evening. I just wanted to start talking, if that's okay, about the breath, the super breath that we have, and the amount of time that we use it without knowing that we use it. The breath is very sweet. It's the most precious thing that we have. That we use without it, of course, we wouldn't be here any longer. But the breath itself is extremely, extremely precious. And we don't really use it totally the way that we should use it. And what I'm here tonight about is to talk about that and some other things that we need to talk about in terms of energy, in terms of disciplines in meditation. And, of course, also, we're going to be doing a lot of healing. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of people healing this evening. If you want to give us a call, the phone number is 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, and 1-530-876-9146. So, what we need to do is to take a look at the breath and see what we can do with it to enhance the energy that we already have or the power we already have knowingly or unknowingly. What we need to do and what I've been teaching on the radio and in my own massage clinic is that the breath is very holy. We need to look at it as a holy instrument. And when we start looking at the breath as a holy instrument, it actually becomes very sweet. And you can actually feel it and taste it as you're breathing it in, because it does such wondrous things when you open up and use it in a much, much different way. One of the ways... Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hello, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing this evening?
I'm not doing as well as I'd like.
Could you speak up a smidge, honey?
I'm not doing very well.
Okay, Rosemary, what's happening there?
We did some wonderful work, and then shortly afterwards, I came down with shingles all over my face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know what I did to cause it and how I can get rid of it, or can you help me with saying goodbye to it? It's
sure.
Under control now. It stopped spreading, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah. What happens is a lot of times when you start clearing,
mm-hmm.
when you start detoxifying, sometimes the body will create healing by clearing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect what's going on is that, is this something that happened after our session or after you did something? Can you tell me what's going on?
This happened shortly after our session, within a day or two.
Okay. What you need to do is, I'm explaining it now actually, the breath. The breath is very holy. So what we need to do... is it starting to clear, by the way? Has it been clearing at all?
Yes, it has. I've been going in and just holding the points on my eyes and saying my eyes breathe in the breath and the healing of God.
Okay.
And my mouth breathes in the breath of God. My heart breathes in the breath of God.
Right.
And
what we need to do is to take the breath in through our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is, if you breathe, just breathe in through your mouth, and if you feel the energy going through the eyes as you're breathing in, you'll feel a coolness.
Yes.
Okay. Could you do that and breathe that in for me, please?
Yes.
Good. Can you feel that?
Yes. It's the coolness of the breath, but there's also a warmth on my right side.
Yes. And what you'll need to do is you'll need to breathe through your eyes. What that'll do it takes the energy in through the head, in through the eyes. And what you want to do is allow that breath to go where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, what I'm saying to you is wherever the problem is coming from,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you're clearing, it'll clear it. It'll help clear it a lot faster. So what you need to do is allow that breath from God to go into you
mm-hmm.
through the eyes. You'll feel it go down your back. And what that'll do is go through your spine. So if you breathe with me, you'll be able to feel that energy going through your eyes and into your back and into the spine.
Okay.
That's it. It has something to do with the heart. Has anything happened in the last few months that has brought on some kind of depression or upsetness?
No, I'm in a very wonderful place in my world.
Okay. Evidently something in your body is clearing. So what we need to do, take that breath in and completely breathe that in. You'll feel the energy going down your back. Can you feel that going into your lungs?
Yes, no, I can.
Good. What you're doing is taking it a completely different way and clearing everything out. What happens when you start breathing through the eyes? It actually will take it internally into the spine. It'll start clearing the energy around and inside the spine. So what it'll do is clear any kind of negativity through the body, through the nerves. In other words, what you're doing is breathing it in. It's almost like breathing in the sun and allowing everything to clear. So what we're going to do is just allow that to flow through the spine. You'll feel that energy coming down your arms, but in a completely different way. You're mm-hmm. going to be doing it through the nerves. You should feel that going through your body now. How does it feel?
Better.
Good. Good. And let that just breathe more internally. Good. You should be radiating a tremendous amount of energy. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Can you feel yourself being empowered?
Yes.
Good. Okay, you should feel a lot of heat internally through the face. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good.
Wow. How can the nerves remember that for such a long time?
Excuse me. Can you speak up, honey, please?
I said I was looking at something as it was leaving, and I said, how can the nerves themselves remember that for such
a nerves,
long time?
Actually, what we're doing is breathing in God's energy. You're breathing in the breath of life. So what you're doing is that I breathe in the breath of God. Even though you're not saying it, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're breathing in a completely different way. So the way that you're breathing is the nerves remember. Everything in the body remembers. You have to remember that we are energy. We're perfect forms of energy. We think and feel the same way as the universe. I'm putting this into your template so your body will understand. What we're doing is filling with the DNA, the RNA, and the atomic structure. We're filling it with tremendous love and tremendous light. And you should be able to feel your eyes becoming very, 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 very focused.
Yes.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel yourself coming down and becoming very strong, very grounded, and very centered?
Yes.
Good. I suspect what happened here is this, is that even though we're in a perfect world, and we are, in a perfect universe, sometimes when you breathe this kind of empowerment, it has a tendency to bring up something that's in the body that wants to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
The work that I do will clear very fast, but sometimes there is toxins there that will raise up and cause that to happen. But that's sort of natural. It would happen if it was with anybody, believe me. It's sort of a normal thing that happens within the body.
It can happen to anyone.
Excuse me?
That kind of healing can happen to anyone. It's just a residue. When I asked my soul, I was told it's just a residue of something that has to build the body.
Yes. What it is not important.
Mm-hmm.
The important part is that it is, and it's happening, and it's clearing, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel that energy through your complete body, and you should feel it expanding through your consciousness right now.
Yes.
Good. You should feel your cheeks very, very hot. Can you feel your skin? You don't have to feel it. But what you should be feeling is a tremendous... What you're doing is breathing in also a tremendous amount of light. And that light is very hot. Because the light you're breathing in is very, very pure.
Mm-hmm.
You're just breathing in a different way. That's what I'm talking about tonight, as a matter of fact. We were talking about the breath. So this would be a good example of how that really works.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The most wonderful thing I'm feeling right now is that your gut is becoming very focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Your face should be beaming.
Yes.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. That's tremendous light, honey. So what you're doing is clearing yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on your face, when things broke out, what happened and what may have caused that? Do you have a recollection of something bothering you?
It was surprising. I didn't know that memory was there. You know, I thought I'd cleared everything emotionally in every other way.
Right.
The memory that I got when you were talking was my father just slapping me across the face as a teenager.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's take a look at your father.
Mm.
Because I think you're going to be in amazement. What you're seeing, or I'm feeling exactly what you're seeing. So I see your father's hand pulling back and getting ready to slap you. And the hand is just being stopped by total energy. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you would be. You have the power to reverse everything that's ever happened to you. So what you're doing right now is that he can't hurt you anymore. He can raise his hand, but it can't even be moved.
Mm.
What you're doing is empowering yourself to the point of even in your memory, the memory of it can be stopped and cleared. And balanced. And what we're doing is turning that into compassion rather than anger.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stopping the slap that happened, I don't know how many years ago, but you're actually stopping that pain. You're stopping it in midair.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Good. The idea of it is that we have the power to reverse anything that happens to us and to let it go. That's the amazing part, is to let it go. So anything like that that comes up in your life, something that might have happened, you know, years ago when you were a child, that can actually be reversed. The strap can be taken away. The slap can be taken away. Everything can be reversed instantaneously.
Mm.
That the hand and him should be gone from your body right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
It's like it's disappeared.
He's just disappeared into light.
Right. So we don't have to even ask. All we have to do is, if that's what is bothering you, that's why I'm saying the breath is so important, because what you're doing is breathing that in and stopping it right in its tracks.
Mm.
It's so important to do. And that'll help you tremendously.
Thank you. That can be done with other areas of our body as well?
Anything that you have in your body, anything that you have that's around your body, in your body, internally, externally, you can do the same thing.
Thank you.
It happens instantaneously. But not everybody can do this. You have to be really advanced to do this kind of work. But you really are, and you understand what I'm talking about. So
absolutely,
it can be done, and it can be done instantaneously.
In all places, all times, there is nothing but light and love and God.
Yes.
And in this grace do I now offer protection and healing for my physical form from the light of God and the love of God.
Right. What you need to do, it's beautiful to say all that. All we need to do is I breathe in the breath of God. That's all that it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something that's really interesting that happened to a friend of mine. I did not tell her this, and I haven't mentioned this any time. But she had about 40 people in the room, and she was working with a gentleman that was very ill. And this might help you a lot. What she was doing is that she was putting healing light through this man, and you could see the angels, or at least I was able to see the angels flowing around the room and helping this gentleman out. The issue is that she said at the end of the session, let's surround him. What was the word she used? I'm trying to think of the word. You had just mentioned it. Let's surround him. I can't think of the word. Just give me a second. I had it on the tip of my tongue here, and I just forgot it. Let me surround him. Okay. What happened is that the angels were healing him.
Mm-hmm.
She had already done all that work. And she said, let's empower him.
Mm.
Okay, and as soon as she said that, the angels left. Because she used the word empower, she used the word, I'm trying to think of the word, I can't think of it. But what she did is that she didn't have enough faith that God was there, that the angels were there, that everything was there. And what she did was say, I empower you in a way. Of using let's surround him what was the word she used? But anyhow, it'll come to me when I stop thinking about it. And the angels had left the room instantaneously because she didn't have enough faith to allow it to happen without saying, I surround you with light. I surround you with love. The love was already there. The light was already there. The angels were already there. And she had put that empowerment around him, and the angels left the room because they were already there. She had already said it and brought it back up again, and it just took it away. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the word. I'm not going to leave you until I hear the word in my mind. But anyhow, that's what happens. And sometimes you don't need to do that. Sometimes you need just to let go.
I cannot always direct these things. I really...
It's not even direction. You don't even need to use direction.
No, you don't.
What I'm doing is explaining to you how the light works when it goes through your body through the eyes, so you'll have an understanding of what's going on. If I was with some other people that would understand about the light, I wouldn't have to tell them. They would already know that it was healing, but I'm just trying to explain to you in an advanced way, in a 7th or 8th or 9th or 10th degree, that the energy is working so fast that it's clearing. And you're learning this, and I'm learning it all at the same time. So there is ways of creating healing without even creating it. Because you're talking to God. God knows where the energy has to go. It doesn't even have to be directed, other than you're breathing in the light through your eyes. What happens is, I'm just telling you where it goes. It goes down the back into the spine, and God knows what to do with it at that particular point. He knows what to do with it all the way. But he knows where that energy has to go.
Yeah.
We may think we know where the energy has to go, but for sure God knows where it has to go. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. But your energy is beautiful. Your energy is just fantastic. Now we're getting to a dark area in your body. I've been doing the breath of God ever since we got onto you, and we're in a dark area, and it's being cleared. Can you see that?
Where is it?
It feels like it's in the center of your gut.
Yeah. Lifetimes that one has been.
So whatever it is, it's becoming smaller and smaller, and the light is becoming more powerful. So as you're breathing in through your eyes, it's going into the area. I breathe in the breath of God. And you're taking that energy, and it's actually clearing, and God knows where it needs to go. So I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can watch it shrink, but it's God that's doing the energy work, not me.
Yeah.
Just clearing now. You should be able to feel energy in your sacrum right now. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Good. Good. Because what it's doing is opening up the energy into your sacrum right now. Now, you should feel more energy in your face, and your eyes actually should be, they should feel like your eyes are opened a lot more.
Yes.
Can you feel that?
Very much so.
Good, dear. So we don't know how God does it. All we know that he does. In his magnificence, he can do anything.
I know.
Just amazing what he can do. He's awesome. Absolutely. There's no words. I mean, there's just no words.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel much, much clearer, much better. And you should be able to feel as this area in your gut is being cleared, you should be able to see a lot more energy. And surrounding you with that energy is a tremendous amount of light. Can you feel your third eye opening more?
Yes.
Good. Your whole third eye in that one area eventually will become your whole face. The third eye starts in that little point right above your eyebrow, but eventually it goes into the whole face. So as you're healing people, instead of looking through that little third eye, your whole face becomes the third eye. You'll be able to send energy back and forth very, very quickly, rather than to send the energy. You'll be able to heal instantaneously.
Yeah.
So you're doing great.
Thank you. I spoke with my brother yesterday when I was saying, you know, if this is something I've done, I apologize and I will turn it over to God and let it go. And Greg looked at me and said, sweetheart, you're just developing your crystalline body.
Right.
And any imperfection between the manifestation of that is now rising up to God for healing.
You're going to have to speak up just a smidge, honey.
Yesterday I asked my brother what was going on, and he said that you're just developing your crystalline body, and any imperfection that stands between you and the manifestation of that is now rising up and leaving.
He's very brilliant, your brother. There's a lot of protection. The word that I was looking for with my friend that taught those people was protection. Put protection around him. And as soon as he put protection around that person, the angels left. So words are very important. Why is your brother being brought up at this point?
I was considering his explanation that the crystalline body was being activated and anything else was that was in the way of that was being let go.
Yes. Could very well be.
Yes, the old residue. And.
I remember one time I was going to buy a crystal and wear it, and all of a sudden a crystal came up in my body. It was gigantic. And I took the crystal off that I was going to buy and hung it back up, and I realized that my whole body was a crystal.
Yes.
So your brother's right. Your brother's very right.
Mm-hmm. And words, please. A crystal of divine grace.
Excuse me?
I'm hearing the words about regarding you. A crystal of divine grace.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think what's important is that you're letting go to receive a tremendous amount of new energy.
Thank you.
You should feel an awful lot better.
I do.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know what's amazing is The breath is so strong and so beautiful and so compassionate. And many people don't know how to work the breath. And I hope that everybody that's listening is learning from this session, including myself, that the breath is so wonderful, that God is with us so much, and he wants so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what can be done. I'm amazed sometimes. I have people that, you know, I'm healing all the time on the radio or on my massage table, and I'm really amazed at how fast that they clear. And, you know, when you open up to God, when you open up to that breath, things change. I mean, they change so instantaneously.
Yeah.
You know? So I think the breath is, it's just so holy.
Mm.
It's just so holy. And we need to use it that way, and we need to respect it that way.
Absolutely.
You know, and many people don't realize that the breath is so holy. It's an instrument. It actually, you know, the other week I was talking about the DNA, holding the eyebrow and actually feeling the energy going through the body. There's a bunch of points on the eyes that create healing. And what I've done is over the last 15 or 20 years I've been playing with these tunes, I'm starting to realize that the tunes I was listening to was the DNA.
Wow.
And going through the body. So it really, it's a song. It's really a beautiful song. And the DNA sings. The DNA has a beautiful sound. So you can actually just touch your eyebrow or the socket right below the eyebrow, and you'll feel tunes going through your body. You'll actually feel beep, 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 beep. It's just a different sound, and each sound is a DNA. It's just absolutely beautiful the way that the DNA can actually be found through the body and utilized. In other words, if you touch, it's almost like moving your hand. You know, it takes a millisecond for all the energy and all the electricity to cause that to move. But the DNA also does that instantaneously. You touch one part of your eye, which contains zillions and billions of the DNA, and it can set off all the DNA in the body in a matter of a millisecond. And so I've been playing with that for the last, at least 15, 20 years, and I've got to a point now where I don't need to touch it anymore. All I need to do is to breathe it in or just let it work all by itself. There comes a point when you start healing and you start doing it a lot that it becomes automatic. So as you're working with somebody, you don't even have to think anymore. What happens is that it just happens. You know, if you're speaking to me about something that happened to you, it automatically goes through your body instantaneously. And the reason it does is because we're all the same. There's no difference. It's when we think that there's a difference that we lose the insight of it. What we need to do is just let it go. You're at a point where in your life, everything has to be let go. Let God come through you. Just let him totally come through you. As your brother said, you become a crystal. You are the universe. You're absolutely the universe. And that's the way that we need to live.
Wow. I feel my face, and the lesions are already closed up. Thank you. And the grace within you.
It's you that's doing it. You have the belief yourself that you can do it. And you are doing it. So that's...
Of course I'm doing it.
Excuse me?
Of course I would be doing it with grace, because that's the only way that works.
Yeah. It needs to be done with grace and love and harmony and compassion. Compassion, compassion, compassion. We can heal anything in our body with compassion.
Wow.
Anything. We just have to have that breath that's filled with love, light, and compassion and harmony just to allow it to go through our bodies. You know, I'm not talking about doing disciplines where you discipline for 20 years during meditation and you do everything that's absolutely possibly right. You've done that. But what I'm saying is it gets to a point where you just get it right.
Yes.
You know, it's just right. It's there all the time. You don't even have to work at it. It's just there.
I don't have to visit it anymore. I am it.
Now you're cooking.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. And I treasure the healing that you bring to this planet. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It's very kind of you.
Goodbye.
God bless, and call me again sometime.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's always nice hearing from somebody that really understands how energy works, and she certainly does. And She's a great gift to the planet. Getting back to the breath, it's very simple to do. Just breathe in. You don't have to breathe through the eyes. Just breathe the breath in through your mouth. Just allow that to go through your mouth or through your nose. The eyes are, it's good to do that, but I would certainly clear the body and allow yourself to translate to the energy that's being brought down to you. In other words, just allow it to happen. Just be. Allow yourself to let go. We hold on to too much. We hold on to what we need to do for our children, what we need to do for ourselves, what we need to do for other people. God knows that. We know that. We need to let go to go into a higher level of consciousness. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello? Hi. May I ask who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I have a question for Steve Barish.
This is Steve Barish speaking.
Oh, I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Where are you calling from? Are you on a... Hi, we just had somebody that was calling from overseas, but evidently she didn't understand what was happening, so the station has disconnected her. She's maybe she'll call back and understand a little better at some point. I would have loved to have talked to her and tried to help her out as much as we can, but sometimes she was calling from somewhere overseas, we don't know where. So I'm terribly sorry about that, but what I'm going to do is send you tremendous love and light. I can see your energy, and we're just changing the energy from you into a higher level of energy, into a higher state of consciousness. Hello?
Steve Barish?
Yes?
Hi, this is Flo Vinnick from Santa Fe.
Hi, how are you doing?
Week. About the same. No changes. And a friend of mine said, you know, call him again. And I hate to bother you, but I was just hoping to get some help.
It's never a bother, honey. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm still very unbalanced, and I have to use my cane all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, as I told you last week, it's from a traumatic brain injury that I suffered
yes.
5 years ago.
Yes.
And I haven't had any, you know, good results from when I spoke with you last week, and you said it was something in the medulla oblongata.
Right.
And so nothing changed.
Well, what we've been doing last week, I remember that. Can you breathe through your eyes? Are you capable of doing that? If you take in the breath in your mouth, would you be able to feel the energy going through your eyes, honey? Would you be able to feel the coolness of the breath going through your eyes?
I'm trying that. No.
Yeah. Let's try it a different way then. I breathe in the breath of God. Would you say that for me, please?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
Okay. Are you sitting?
I am.
Okay. What I need you to do is just concentrate. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe it right in through your mouth.
Yes.
Breathe it out. You should feel that energy going to the back of your head already. Can you feel that?
Actually.
Excuse me?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
What should I be feeling?
What we need to do, honey, is this. What is your name?
Flo.
Flo? Okay, honey. Flo, you need to allow the energy to flow through you. Think of your name.
Mm-hmm.
And allow the energy to flow through you without any kind of breaking into it with your thought.
Okay.
Okay, you just need to allow the breath to flow through you. And just let it happen, honey. You need to learn to let go. I think what we need to do, first of all, we did it last week in a session where you felt very balanced and grounded. You should start feeling balanced and grounded now. Can you feel that?
I'm feeling more relaxed.
Good. What I need you to do is I breathe in the breath of God. Allow that energy to flow through you. Because what you're doing is relaxing your mind and relaxing your body.
Do you want me to repeat that?
Absolutely.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. Breathe it in with compassion, honey. Breathe it in with love and harmony.
Yes, I'm able to relax more now.
Does that feel like you're relaxing more?
Mm-hmm.
Good, honey. We need to get you to a point where you're relaxed to be able to feel the energy more.
Mm-hmm.
The more relaxed you are, the more your brain needs to heal. Now, what's happening is that the energy in your body, the people that are advanced and listening to you are also sending you love and energy. I can feel it happening now. What we need to do, honey, is you need to allow yourself the wonderfulness of letting go. And relaxing. That's it. How does that feel?
I feel much more relaxed now.
Can you speak up, please?
I said, I feel more relaxed now.
Right. We need to get you into a relaxed state, honey.
Mm-hmm. Should I practice this on my own, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with God's love. You can do that with God's energy. I breathe in the breath of God. Allow him to relax you. You have that ability to do that. Once you allow that to happen, things will open automatically.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I need you to speak up, honey. I can't hear you.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. Breathe that all the way into your gut. Can you feel the energy coming out your feet and your hands and your head?
Yes, I'm relaxing much more.
Yes. You're not hearing what I said to you. Can you feel the energy coming out through the top of your head? Through your fingers, through your hands, and through your feet. Can you feel that?
I've never been good at feeling the energy.
Okay. You need to understand something. To relax, I breathe in the breath of God. You need to sit down and just meditate on this.
Okay.
And what I mean by meditation, you don't have to go into a state of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Just take, I breathe in the breath of God and allow God to heal you.
Okay.
That's what you need to do.
All right, I'll do that.
That will help you tremendously. You feel very calm. You feel a lot more balanced, a lot more grounded. How's your mind feel now?
I'm feeling very relaxed.
Good. need to allow that to happen.
And I'll do this, you know, every day, several times.
Do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a daily meditation for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do it before you go to bed. Do it when you wake up in the morning. Do it as much as you can during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are changing in your brain right now. I think what we need to do is get you relaxed enough that you can just let go and not think so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just relax and breathe in that breath. That'll help you tremendously.
Well, thank you. I will let you know how it works for me.
Wonderful. Now, let me explain to you.
Sure.
As you're doing this, honey, you're going to relax even more. The brain goes into a higher state of consciousness as you're
mm-hmm.
relaxing. It wants to heal itself. It's part of you. It is you. So what we need to do is not think so hard. Allow God to do the healing. Not
okay.
you. Don't get anxiety over something that you don't have to be anxiety about.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to heal through the power of God. I breathe in the breath of God. And do it with a lot of compassion, honey. And a lot of love.
I will.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm just so glad that you called back.
I felt funny about calling back again.
Oh, please,
but my
don't,
friend,
honey. Please. That's
my
what
friend
I'm here for.
Is a great big fan of yours, and he insisted that I do that.
Thank you. I just allow yourself, honey, allow yourself to heal and breathe in that breath of God, and don't work so hard at it, honey.
Mm-hmm.
God made everything to be simple. You can heal yourself through the simplicity of his breath. Which actually is not actually simple, but it's just that's the way he wants us to do.
I will practice and let you know how I do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye-bye now.
God bless. The idea of the breath is to allow yourself to heal the utmost amount that you possibly can at one time. And as you're breathing in that breath, think of yourself as letting go. Think of yourself as being more of God. And it actually does happen. As you're breathing in, the things that we've taken in as youngsters or things that we've taken in even in our older age or middle age or whatever the case may be. Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Oh, hi, Dominic. How you doing?
Oh, fine, fine. Having a great time. Other than I've got this persistent cough.
Yes?
It's been hanging around for 2 solid weeks, and it just won't go away.
Now, what's this again? Say it a little louder, Dominic, please.
A cough.
A cough?
Cough, yes.
Okay. The cough. Let me double-check and see what's going on here for you. Okay. You're over being sick.
Yeah.
What's going on is that your body is just coughing. You know, it's used to coughing, so it's coughing. What we need to do, I'm going to show you how to get rid of that too. I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe that in. Breathe that into your larynx. Just allow that to go where it needs to go. That's it. You should feel that filling your lungs. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
We just need you to relax a little, Dominic. How does that feel?
Well, I said it's cough there, but I feel fine. Yeah.
Okay. What you need to do, you need to relax, Dominic.
Okay.
You need to relax. What we're doing is trying to stop it from coughing by relaxing you.
Mm-hmm.
I breathe in the breath of God. Can you say that with me?
Yep, I do. I breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. Mean it, Dominic. You need to use a lot of compassion. That's it. You should feel yourself coming down now.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. How does that feel, Dominic?
I feel much better, yes.
Do you feel a lot more relaxed?
I do. I do.
Good.
You know, I could tell you just something, like being stuck in a repeated pattern, as it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is just breathe that in. I couldn't understand the last thing you said, Dominic.
Okay.
You're going to have to speak up. Either I'm going deaf or I'm not getting the right connections.
I think the problem is the line. Problem is the line.
Okay. Allow yourself to breathe in that breath, Dominic, and allow it to go where it needs to go.
Yeah.
By the way, your DNA is changing.
Oh.
That breath is really helping you. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's that's changing. It's really, really doing its thing.
I keep seeing little square pictures in the energy when I breathe in God.
Dominic, are you are you holding the phone or are you just talking into a phone?
I'm holding the phone.
Okay, good. Because I'm running into a problem hearing, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Tonight's been not a good night for hearing. I just a lot of the people haven't been talking loud enough or something.
I phoned another show a couple of days ago, and there was a problem then.
Okay. Use that breath, Dominic, and breathe that when you wake up, when you go to bed, during the day, and I think you'll be better in a couple of days. Because I think
Thanks
what
so
you
much
need to do
me.
Is to break the cough. The sickness that you had, it's still there a little bit, but not much. It's about 90% better.
Yeah.
But you need to breathe in that breath. That'll help you tremendously.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you go now.
Thanks, Dominic.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's a wonderful call. Dominic's a great guy. He calls every once in a while from London, and he even calls Dr. Fred, so we have a lot of fun with him. The idea of the breath is to breathe it in and use it to the utmost ability that we can. And the utmost ability is to let go. We need to let go. It's really, really important to do. So that's the idea of healing is not only to heal, but allow God to do it for us. As long as we call on his love, as long as we call on his breath, it's just a wonderful thing to do because we can't do it without him. And this just modifies it. It brings it and magnifies it, and it really, really makes a big difference in our lives. So that's what I would do. There's some interesting things happening that we should really note. The sun is really an amazing tool. It's actually coming back, to its place of origin. And what I'm talking about is that every 28 years, the sun returns to the same position at the same time in the world. And what happens is that it comes back to the original point where the sun had become the sun. And that's going to happen, I think, if I remember correctly. Hold on one second. I think it's happening in April. I'm trying to find the day. I have it written down here when that's happening. And it's going to be an amazing feat. What happens is that the Earth and the Sun join together at the birth of the Sun. And I'm trying to find the day. I have it down here. I have it written down. And we should be able to feel that energy going through us because we are part of the universe. And that should give you a lot of good feeling. Here it is right here. Okay. Here we go. I've got it written down. Let me just grab it because we've only got a minute here. Let's see here. It is the day before Passover, April 8th, on the morning of April 8th. It's the morning before Passover. It's actually very close to Passover is the 8th, and let's see, 7 days later would be the 15th for Easter. So it's all falling together at a really, really due time. It's very rare that this event happens. So there is a blessing for it. And you could just have a blessing for the sun and thanking the sun for being. I think that's a tremendous thing to do and a tremendous gift for ourselves and the sun by blessing the sun for giving birth so many years ago and billions of years ago, I guess, actually. But I think it's very important to realize that that will happen on April 8th. So as a blessing, just bless the sun for allowing it to be. Meantime, I have to go. This has been a wonderful session. I'm glad that I could talk to everybody. I just want to thank Dr. Bell and a lot of my friends for listening and making me feel with a lot of joy. And I hope that I can see you next week. I love everybody, and peace, love, and light. Bye-bye.